There's fun, and then there's holy cow, what happened last night fun. Yeah, it's more like that. Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty on US 99.
This is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
Good news, bad news time. So, it's how it works. I give you the good news of a story, and Jen and Dunning, you are going to try and guess what the bad news of this story is, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jen, the good news of the story is that there's actually a cute story that came out about a man who's been writing little notes to his wife inside the tongue of her sneaker for the past 6 years. Pretty cute. What's the bad news of that story?
The bad news is she gave the sneakers away, so somebody else got the note.
Would that be bad news?
I mean, not for the receiver, but for her, she didn't get the messages.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. Well, the truth is the bad news of the story is actually, because she didn't give away the shoes. The truth is that she went 6 years and had no idea that these notes were there because it took her 6 years to figure it out. She just found them. So this man has been writing these sweet little notes to her for six flipping years, and she never once acknowledged it, and he just kept writing.
Eek, wow. Well, hopefully she had a wide foot to fit all those notes in that,
No, it was like on the, like, would write them on the actual shoe, on the inside of the tongue of the shoe. Not, it wasn't just him sticking a note in the same shoe for 6 years.
Oh, that's what I thought I was going to say.
Let's jump into get all three. All right. The three trivia questions that stick and go on and on until somebody gets all three. We're on week 2.5 of these same questions. So. Once we pass the 3 week mark, I start to get a little nervous. So let's see if we can knock them out right now. Christine from Plainfield is going to take them. Remember, if she doesn't get them, you get the same question. So pay attention. She might do some of the work for you. Christine, ready to jump in and see if you can take on all three questions?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Question one. In the game of blackjack, what is the total number you are trying to get to or closest without going over?
21.
And question two. Mariana's Trench is located in which ocean?
The Atlantic Ocean.
Question three. 72% of us use this word to describe ourselves. What word are we looking for here?
Smart. I'm going to say smart.
Smart. All right. Christine, you got one correct. You got one.
Oh, that's so righty.
Disappointment. All right. Hang on right there.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, we got some new music that's teased from some of our favorite artists, the biggest artists out there, really. Morgan Wallen and Luke Combs. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, the government is banning the jokey messages on the highway signs. You know when you are driving on the highway and you see the signs that, like, they kind of have these cheeky messages instead of things just like buckle up or don't drink and drive. Some of them have things like tailgating is for football, not for highways. Baby Yoda uses the force but still needs a car seat. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen those before. Well, the government says, hey, states, you need to stop doing that because apparently it is more distracting and causes more crashes than actually helping. So we can't have any fun, can we? Now, let's jump right to it. Some new music came across. Luke Combs gave us a little tease of one of those dad songs that he said he's listening. He's got a lot of them coming, and it's pretty cool. This one's called The Man He Sees in Me.
Someday between him leaving home and driving on my knee, maybe I'll finally be the man he sees in me.
And Morgan Wallen also teased a new song. It's called I Guess.
I guess I'm the problem. And your miss never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, then why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, you might be the reason.
So I'll post those on our Instagram story too, since that's where they posted them. US 99 Chicago.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. Trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
Oh, this show's the best.
The best show.
Best show.
Best show ever.
Who voted?
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
This weekend, I used AI to make dinner this weekend, and I think it just changed my life.
Like, you said what you wanted to eat, and then it gave you a recipe?
Kinda. but even better. So I don't. If you're like me, you have like a ton of stuff in your pantry that you're like never use, and you're like, I don't know, it's just gonna sit there for a while, or maybe it'll go bad. I don't know what it is, and I don't really know what else I can make with it because I don't have those skills. What I did, I asked it. I said, can you give me a recipe for the food I have in my pantry? And then I said, I have this, 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 and this. I was like, you know, chicken, rice, vegetables, and then named a couple other things. But then the important part was that I said, you can ask me if I have other ingredients that I'd need for your possible suggested recipes. And then it did. It was like, hey, do you have broth and do you have garlic? And I was like, well, yes, I do. And then it gave me like five recipes I could make with the things I told it I had.
That's pretty cool. I haven't thought to use it for something like that. So
I know. So that's the first time I did. That's why I wanted to share, because you say that. You're like, I don't know. I don't think most people know how they can use it. And I was like, that is the most practical thing, because I have all this food sitting there. Instead of either just like throwing a pizza in or going to buy more groceries, like start using the food I have in there. So you can ask it, hey, what can I make with these ingredients that I have? And they'll hook you up.
I'll have to try that out. I might even try it tonight.
See, there you go. Hopefully that helped.
So thanks for the tip.
That's what I'm here for. All right, Vicky, let's see, in Woodstock. All right, so Vicky, have you heard Hardy's new song yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, so it's called Quit. I'm going to play a little piece for you here. This is what it sounds like.
Quit on a napkin. I took it out my tip jar laughing. Like, damn, what a... Man, I'm just a flat broke boy with a guitar.
It's got this like rap vibe to it.
Attention.
Rap rock.
Yeah.
So what happened is, it's all about somebody that a long time ago heard Hardy perform and just wrote quit on a napkin. Like super mean, super rude. Obviously Hardy has a little chip on his shoulder for it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a couple notes about that are written to somebody that should quit their job on a napkin. And you just tell me what job you think that person had that they should be quitting, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Kevin, you need to stop trying to make art for the customers. You're pouring your heart into it, but it's not the cream de la creme. Life's canvas is much larger out there. You're always hot and cold, but never when you're supposed to be. And you never cover your mouth when you coffee. You need an extra shot out of here. You need to just quit.
Oh my god. A chef?
Close. Pouring their heart. It's not the cream de la creme.
Bartender?
Close.
You're
always hot and cold. They never cover their mouth when they coffee.
A barista.
There you go. We got there.
Oh my god.
Part of that was because I shouldn't have written it on an actual napkin and a tire hard time. But anyways, you got the tickets and you're gonna go see Hardy when he comes to Tinley Park. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, hold on 1 second. I'll get those tickets for you. Tickets go on sale Friday. You can grab them at Ticketmaster.com.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
I'll give you the good news of the story, and Caitlin and Dyer, you're going to try and guess the bad news of this story.
Sure.
The good news of the story, Caitlin, is that there's a guy in Canada who just got his new driver's license, and he wanted to celebrate. So he went out and had one beer. Celebrate. What's bad news of that story?
He got in an accident and got pulled over.
He didn't get in an accident. He did get pulled over. He did get in trouble because that one beer he had was while he was driving.
Oh my gosh.
It's not like he stopped and had one beer and then got back in the car and drove. He sped past a cop, which in then turn made him pull him over. And when he came into the car, he saw the open beer bottle, and the guy explained to him that he was celebrating because he had just gotten his new license.
Of course.
And the cop was like, you're an idiot.
Oh, no. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not very smart.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, Vicky, I lied to my wife this weekend, and you're going to help me decide if I should have or not, okay?
Okay.
Generally, the answer is you shouldn't, but hear me out, okay, Vicky?
Okay.
All right, so our dog, Darla, she's older. She's like 11 years old. She's like my wife's like best friend, right? My wife's heart and soul. And my wife had gone out of town for work on Thursday night, and she left at like mid-afternoon. I got home, And I found Darla. She was like in so much pain. She was very uncomfortable. And so I was like, okay, I'm taking her to MedVet. And I'm going to figure this out because usually my wife, she's in the medical field. She knows like how to handle this stuff. I just do radio. So I'm going to figure this out. And so my wife, Shelby, was on the plane at this time. We were texting back and forth. But I decided not to say anything. I didn't say anything to her. I was like, maybe I should have more information because she was already stressed about this work trip. So I took about 2 hours before I said anything about being at the ER. And then I felt guilty that I kind of withheld the fact that we were at the ER while we were texting and stuff like that. So I didn't like lie, but I didn't necessarily tell all the truth. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Do you think I should have told her right away or?
That's a tough one. I mean, you didn't want to get her, you know, worried too much without you having more information.
Right.
So, if it was me, I don't think I'd be upset.
The part where I feel guilty is I know I don't have the right to decide how somebody else is going to feel about something. I don't get to make that choice for her. But I think we do that. And I don't know. As men, we make those mistakes, right? We try to be like, oh, I'm just going to protect you from things. And you don't need that. And it's super toxic. And so that's why I felt bad because I was like, oh, I shouldn't have.
Right. Was she mad?
I don't think she knows about that 2 hour gap yet.
Oh, okay.
Nick in Mundelein. What are we doing here, man?
I wouldn't have done it either.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And now, do you think we're just being guys like, we got to protect their feelings, or was it truly the right move? That's my question, you know?
I think we're just being guys here.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the right answer. I think if you were to tell her right away, she'd be even more worried. But then if you don't tell her right away, she's going to be even more angry. So
yeah.
I don't think we're winning in this situation.
What we're doing, it again, really. We're assuming her emotions, right? We're assuming her reaction. And that's the part that made me feel guilty. But now, maybe you and I might think the same way on this. And, there's going to be women rolling their eyes everywhere when I say this. But I feel like if I would have said something, she would have then asked more questions that I did not have the answers to still. So I was trying to wait till I had more answers.
I 100% agree. She'd be even more worried because you wouldn't know those answers.
That's what I thought. Who knows? Who knows what to do in life anymore, you know? We're just trying to survive.
Exactly.
Exactly. I mean, really, it is a question of, like, should I have just said anything or did I make the right move? And maybe I made an assumption, but it was okay.
Hi, Scotty and Sharon. I think you did a great job. I think you took control of the situation and handled it.
I felt like that's what I was doing, too. But I also felt guilty for, like, withholding information, you know?
No. I think she would have been worried on the plane and worried about what's going on, and you just took that off of her. So I think you did a great job.
Okay. That makes me feel a little better. I wasn't sure if Nick and I were just being dudes about it, you know?
I would be appreciative that you took control of it and handled it, and I didn't have to deal with it. So I think you did a good job.
Okay. That makes me feel better. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Have a good night.
Hi, Jerry from Michigan City. What do you think? Do you think I should have told her right away, or was it that 2 hour little gap there okay?
Oh, definitely the 2 hour gap, because like you've said, you know, she would be asking a bunch of questions that you didn't have the answers to. So,
which, to be fair, is pretty normal for our relationship. I don't know anything.
I'm not in a relationship, but I understand.
But I know guys are dumb, is what you're saying. I get it. That's fine. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, have a great night.
Nate, my wife was traveling for work. I had to take our dog to the ER. Held off for about 2 hours before I said anything to her about it. What do you think? Right move?
All right, so I totally agree with you. Guys always try and, like, find the perfect solution, and, like, we always try and fix it before it's broken, all this stuff. Easiest way to do it, you straight up tell her, look, I took the dog to the vet. The dog wasn't doing well, whatever. As soon as I know more information, I will call you. All of her reactions, her emotions, her interpretation of it is all based on her, but you are leaving that up to her because you are putting the ball in her court as far as what you know and don't know.
That's fair. Well said, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man.